Venerable Anne de Guigné was born into a wealthy family on April 25, 1911, in their beautiful home in Savoie, France, which overlooked the pristine Lake of Annecy. Her family wintered in Cannes on the French Riviera. Her parents were not only well-educated, but also well-learned in the faith. The first born of four children, she was not thrilled with the addition of her first sibling. While on her way to sainthood now, she didn't always exemplify holiness. As a toddler, she was known to be bossy, as the oldest child can tend to be, even attempting to rub sand into her little brother's eyes. In addition to her nickname of Nanette, she was also sometimes called the Little Tyrant. A pivotal point in Anne's life and demeanor came during World War I. While Anne's father had retired from military service when he was married, he joined again at the start of the war. After suffering many injuries, he had to return home. 4-year-old Anne would then act as his little nurse, caring for him in whatever way she could find. Each time her father recovered, he always returned to the service. He was killed in the battle after his fourth return back to the war. It was his death that would soon bring the immediate change in little Anne. One day, little Anne notices her mother crying. After having received the news of the passing of her husband, wanting to comfort her mother, Anne gently wiped away the tears from her mother's eyes. Her mother then told her, "Anne, if you want to console me, you have to be good." From then on, Anne became the comfort of her mother, the apostle of the nursery, and a model of obedience. Just weeks after her father's death, Anne's prayer life grew deeply and noticeably. She had a deep awareness of Jesus' presence in the Eucharist and loved talking with him while visiting the Blessed Sacrament. She gained such a thorough knowledge of catechesis that her formators recommended that she receive her first communion at the age of 6. The local bishop gave his approval, but only after having seen her pass a lengthy interview full of questions regarding the faith and testing her preparedness. After gaining his consent, she prepared even further during her communion retreat, where the motto was, "Obedience is the sanctity of children." Little Anne took this motto to heart. After her communion day, she wrote, "My Jesus, I love you, and to please you, I resolve to obey you always." Her life's goal was to be obedient in everything, just as Jesus was obedient to his Father. She wanted to prevent anything that would wound the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She practiced virtue by being quick to forgive her siblings when they made mistakes, finishing her siblings' prayers when they fell asleep, and encouraging them to make their own sacrifices to Jesus. She once said, "We have many joys on earth, but they don't last. The one that lasts is to have made a sacrifice." The goodness of the little lady becomes more and more evident after this great joy. She is kind, generous, and lenient with everyone. Daily sacrifice is a path of choice. All suffering and all joy are offered to Jesus, who whispers that he loves her in her ear during prayer. When Anne was 8 years old, she began suffering from a weak spine and constant headaches. Her pain was so great that she was unable to focus on schoolwork. Suffering from rheumatism very early on, she knows what suffering is and responds with an offering, "Jesus, I offer it to you," or even, "Oh no, I am not suffering, I am learning to suffer." 2 years later, in December of 1921, she was diagnosed with meningitis, an infection of the fluid which surrounds both the brain and spinal cord, often causing swelling. During the final weeks of her life, her lungs became so deteriorated that she struggled to breathe. Yet Anne considered each additional suffering as an opportunity to offer it up for the souls who needed her prayers the most. She said, "We ourselves have to love the Lord even more for those who do not love him," and would sometimes repeat, "My God, I want everything you want," and also heal the other sick people. She trusted Jesus had a plan for her suffering. She passed away on January the 14th, 1922, at just 10 years old. Though Anne wanted to become a Carmelite, her death on January the 14th, 1922, from meningitis, at the age of 10, cut short her time on earth. But she continues to answer prayers for the conversion of those who were turned away from God, and she has also won many souls for her dear Jesus from heaven. Venerable Anne de Guigné, pray for us.